Welcome to Semper Gumby in Alaska, a podcast of the Diocese of Juneau. Broadcasting today from St. Catherine of Siena Parish in Petersburg, Alaska. Today is the Feast of St. John the Apostle, the 27th of December, 2011. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
On the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we do not know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloth there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloth there, and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloth, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in. The one who had arrived at the tomb first, he saw and believed. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The Octave of Christmas has some most interesting readings. As we run through the different feast days, we were very organized in the octave before Christmas, right, just reading the beginning of the Gospel of Luke. And now we're jumping all over the place in the faith space-time continuum. We have John's letters and John's Gospel today as we celebrate the feast of St. John the Evangelist. He was one of Zebedee's sons, right, James and John, and Peter and Andrew, the four fishermen called to follow Jesus early on in Jesus' ministry. It seems John was much younger than the rest of the men. He's described as a youth. In his relationship with Jesus, they were very close, along with Peter and James. These three seem to be at all the big events. They're at the Mount of Transfiguration. They're at the raising of Jairus' daughter. And on and on. It often said Peter, James, and John and Jesus went and did something. So it's kind of the inner circle of the 12, which was an inner circle, if you will. And it's interesting, St. John the Evangelist writes about God as love. God is love. And he writes about experiencing that love firsthand. Right? What an amazing witness we have in the Gospel of John, and in his letters. He also wrote the book of Revelations. But in these witnesses, in these testimonies, we have this one who experienced the love of Jesus intimately, as a close personal friend, as a beloved. And that changed him forever. He didn't suffer martyrdom, was exiled to the island of Patmos when the persecutions were going on in Jerusalem, and eventually lived in Ephesus, where he presided over the community there, and many of the revelations, the visions of the book of Revelations were held there at Mass. I don't know what it was like having John leading Mass and then him step into heaven for minutes, hours, who knows. Everyone just kept praying until he came back and he'd tell him what he saw, what he had seen. And that's, I guess, my theme to end with, is we've got to tell others what we've seen. Imagine if John said, "That was beautiful. I think I'll just remember that for myself." Right? I mean, that's what Luke is putting together, the Gospel of Luke and Acts of the Apostles. Luke, a good scribe, you know, a literate man in several languages, but he had a shoebox of Jesus stories. Right? He hadn't met Jesus. He didn't have a personal witness with Jesus. He just had lots of stories that he had collected from everybody, and he kind of organized them in different patterns and orders, right? He's always got a story about a woman being healed, then a story about a man being healed, or a story about a woman losing a coin, story about a man losing a sheep. He balances all of these things out because he's laying it all out, not as it happened, but as he's telling the story to his community. Well, Theophilus, the one who's paying him to write the gospel. We have something very different in the letters, especially the letters of John. I'd suggest, as we celebrate today's feast day, read the letters of John. Take maybe 35 minutes. They're short. 1 John, 2 John, 3 John. And just let this one who witnesses to love wash over you. He knew he was beloved of God, but he knew that God's belovedness didn't stop with him, that in fact, all of us were beloved of God. Right? And so he gives us this great line that Jesus said, "This new commandment I give you is to love one another as I have loved you." And if there's anyone who knew how Jesus loved, it was John the Evangelist, who reclined at table with his head on Jesus' chest at the Last Supper, who witnessed his death at the foot of the cross, who received Mary, his mother, into his home to care for. This John writes about a God who is love, a God who so loved the world, right, that he sent his son. May we be mindful of John's witness and careful to be sure to witness ourselves to what we have seen, what we have heard, what we've experienced, what we have touched. We come here to touch Jesus. And in that touch, we're changed. Let's share that vision, that witness, with others. Thank you for listening to Semper Gumby in Alaska. This is Father Thomas Weiss, a priest of the Diocese of Juneau. If you'd like to send me any feedback, you can reach me through my email at frthomasweiss@gmail.com. Again, that's frthomasweiss@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and if there's any way I can make these podcasts more helpful, please let me know. May God bless you and have a great day.